All right, you guys asked for it, so get ready, because we are diving deep into Leonardo da Vinci's Salvator Mundi today.
A listener request. I love it. Always fun to uncover the stories behind the art world's biggest mysteries.
Right. And this painting, let me tell you, it's got more twists and turns than a Renaissance soap opera. We're talking record-breaking auction prices, whispers of lost masterpieces. The whole shebang.
It's true. And we're going full-on art detective today, folks. Our main source, the Wikipedia article on the Salvator Mundi. It's a treasure trove of details.
Seriously, it's got enough intrigue to make Dan Brown jealous. But before we get lost in the drama, let's start with the basics. What are we actually looking at when we see the Salvator Mundi?
Well, on the surface, it seems straightforward enough. You see Christ depicted in a pretty regal pose, his right hand raised in blessing.
Okay, classics.
Right, but then there's his left hand. It's cradling this really captivating crystal orb.
Crystal orb. Okay, now we're talking. That's not your average artistic prop.
Exactly. And that's where things get interesting. Leonardo, he wasn't just going for visual flair here. This guy was obsessed with rock crystal, like seriously obsessed. He even wrote about it.
No way. This is news to me. What was so fascinating about rocks to him?
So Leonardo, he saw rock crystal as this kind of key, right? He believed it held secrets to understanding light, perception, even the very nature of reality itself.
Whoa, okay, so we're talking next level thinking here. He was looking beyond the surface.
Exactly. Remember, this is the Renaissance we're talking about, art and science, totally intertwined back then. And Leonardo, he was all about blurring those lines. The Salvator Mundi, especially with this crystal orb, it totally embodies that.
Okay, mind officially blown. Now, tell me about the painting's journey. This thing has been through more hands than a well-worn paintbrush, right?
Oh, you have no idea. We're talking potential origins linked to some seriously powerful figures. King Louis XII of France, Isabella d'Este. Imagine the stories this painting could tell if it could talk.
Talk about an elite clientele. But even with those royal connections, somehow it vanishes into thin air for centuries, only to reappear looking, well, a little worse for wear.
And that's where our art history thriller takes a dramatic turn. Picture this. An unremarkable-looking painting hidden under layers of overpainting. And get this, it sells for a measly $11,175.
Wait, $11,175 for something potentially owned by royalty? That's less than I paid for my last pair of sneakers.
I know, right? But hold on, it gets better. Restoration begins, and those conservators, they start to suspect something's up.
Like, what? What were they seeing?
They're carefully peeling back those layers of overpainting, and bam, hints of a potential Leonardo start to emerge.
Get out of here. It's like finding a hidden masterpiece in your grandma's attic.
Right. But here comes the plot twist. Not everyone's buying it. Enter the skeptics, armed with their magnifying glasses and years of art history knowledge.
Oh, I bet. So what were they saying?
Yeah.
Doubting Leonardo's involvement.
Some of them, yeah. They argued that, sure, studio assistants were likely involved, but Leonardo himself, debatable. And then there were others who went even further, claiming it was entirely the work of his followers.
Wow, okay, so a real art world controversy brewing. But their skepticism, it wasn't totally out there, right?
Well, you see, with that much restoration, it's really difficult to know for sure. Imagine trying to solve a puzzle where half the pieces are missing or could be from a totally different box. It's a headache.
Major headache.
Yeah.
So how do you even begin to unravel that mess?
Well, to make things even juicier, we've got the Louvre stepping in, right? 2019, they published this book, basically throwing their weight behind the Team Leonardo side.
So they were sure it was the real deal then, case closed.
Well, not so fast, because then they leave the Salvator Mundi out of their huge Leonardo exhibition.
Hold on. That's like writing the cookbook of the century and leaving out your grandma's secret recipe.
I know, right? Total mixed signals. And then, as if things couldn't get any weirder, in 2021, the Prado Museum throws in their two cents.
Okay, what did they have to say?
They attribute the painting to Leonardo's workshop, but they stop short of saying Leonardo himself painted every inch.
So basically, the mystery continues. Talk about a cliffhanger.
Oh, absolutely. This is one art historical puzzle with no easy answers.
But hey, that's half the fun, right? Unraveling the mystery, debating the details. And speaking of details, there's one I can't get over. That crystal orb. It's just so mesmerizing.
You see, that's where casual art fans and true Leonardo enthusiasts diverge. That orb, my friend, is a window into this genius's mind. And it's a big reason why we're still so captivated by this painting centuries later.
You've definitely got my attention now. Tell me more. What's the big deal with this orb? Spill the tea? What's the story with this orb?
Okay, so remember how we were talking about Leonardo's rock crystal obsession?
Oh yeah, he was really geeking out over those sparkly rocks.
It was more than a passing interest, trust me. He saw a rock crystal, I think, as this almost philosophical mirror. Like it reflected both the physical and the spiritual world.
Whoa, okay. Deep thoughts right there.
Right. He thought it held clues to like understanding light, perception, maybe even the divine itself.
So he wasn't just painting a pretty picture, he was making a statement.
100%. And he used this rock crystal to get that idea across. You know, don't forget, it's the Renaissance, art and science. Those were totally intertwined, and Leonardo was like the king of blurring those
Yeah,
lines.
this is blowing my mind.
Right.
But okay, there's one thing I gotta ask about this orb. It's driving me nuts. It's so real, like 3D. But shouldn't it be distorting the drapery in the background, like how a crystal ball would in real life?
You just hit on one of the Salvator Mundi's biggest head scratchers.
But
Oh yeah, our historians have been arguing about that forever. Some people think Leonardo did that on purpose, to simplify the look and focus our eyes on Christ.
interesting. So he's playing with our expectations a little bit.
Exactly. Leonardo, he was not afraid to shake things up artistically. The man was all about experimentation, pushing boundaries. That was Leonardo's
Well,
style.
this is the guy who wrote backward, invented things way before their time. So yeah, little artistic freedom tracks.
Right. But there's this other theory about the orb, even more intriguing.
Okay, now you gotta tell me.
Some scholars think he didn't distort the drapery to make a point, like a symbolic one.
Oh,
It's
wow.
about Christ's divine power, right? That he's beyond the laws of physics of our world.
Whoa, so it's almost a theological debate hidden in the art itself.
Exactly. If there's no distortion, is Leonardo saying that Christ's divinity trumps the normal rules? Adds a whole other layer to the painting, makes you think about big stuff, physical versus spiritual.
This is why I love art history. It's
Yeah.
like one big puzzle.
It totally is. The more you find out, the more fascinating it gets.
Speaking of finding out, the Wikipedia article mentioned other Salvator Mundi paintings out there, like more versions of this? What's the deal with that?
Yeah, there are a few others, but here's the thing. They're missing that one crucial detail, the rock crystal orb.
No way. So they just have regular orbs.
Yeah, you know, your typical gold sphere, globes, that kind of thing. Nothing special.
So Leonardo, by putting in the rock crystal, he was making a statement.
It definitely seems that way, right? All the symbolism he loaded into it, the scientific side too, it elevates his Salvator Mundi above all those other ones.
It's not just Christ as the savior. It's like Christ as this, like, cosmic force.
There you go. He's tying together the spiritual and the scientific all in one image.
I mean, this one painting. Royal patrons, a dramatic rediscovery, debate over who painted it, a potentially magical crystal orb. And let's not forget, the price tag,
It's astronomical.
it's mind-boggling. But honestly, that's what makes the Salvator Mundi so captivating. It's like a puzzle you can never fully solve.
You're so right. It resists easy answers. It makes you question everything, you know? And that's the genius of Leonardo.
Totally. It's like we're looking into this historical, artistic abyss.
I love that description.
But after learning all this, I have to ask, what does it all mean? For me, for our listeners who requested this deep dive, like, what's the takeaway?
That is the million-dollar question. And I really think it's about the journey, not just the destination. With this painting, it's not about having a neat little answer. It's a puzzle box, a historical mystery.
So embracing the mystery, that's key.
Exactly, because sometimes those are the most rewarding discoveries, the ones that leave you with more questions.
You know, you're totally right. It's like we've gone on this amazing adventure, uncovered all these secrets, and now it's up to us to decide what it all means.
That is the beauty of art. It's a conversation, not a lecture. People are supposed to think about it, argue over it, and just experience it.
That's a great way to put it. This has been an amazing deep dive. But before we get totally lost in this art history rabbit hole, let's bring it back to our listeners who made this all happen.
Yeah, totally.
They wanted to learn about the Salvator Mundi. And boy, what a ride it's been.
I know, right?
But this isn't the end of the story, not even close. In fact, I'd say this is just the beginning. This isn't the end of the story, not even close. In fact, I'd say this is just the beginning.
Totally. We've just scratched the surface here.
Right. The Wikipedia article, it's like a launch pad.
100%. Yeah. There are whole books out there dedicated to this one painting.
Seriously, the article mentioned a bunch, diving deep into the history, the restoration, even the collectors who've owned it over the years. Imagine having that thing hanging on your wall.
Can you imagine the stories it could tell? You'd practically need your own museum curator just to keep track of its history.
Totally. And for anyone who loves a good art documentary, there's that one, The Lost Leonardo. It gets into all the drama surrounding the Salvator Mundi, the authenticity questions, that crazy auction price. Oh, it's a wild ride. You walk away from that film with more questions than answers, that's for sure.
But isn't that kind of the magic of the whole thing? That even after all this time, the Salvator Mundi still keeps us guessing.
100%. It's a story that keeps evolving. Who knows what the future holds for it?
Right. Maybe some new evidence will pop up, or those tech wizards will come up with some crazy analysis that blows the whole case wide open.
Or who knows, maybe it'll always be this captivating mystery.
I kind of love that, though. Some mysteries, they're meant to stick around, you know?
Totally. It reminds us that art, it's a living, breathing thing. Like it speaks to us across the centuries, messes with our expectations, pulls us into this dialogue that transcends time.
Couldn't have said it better myself. You know, this whole deep dive started because one of our awesome listeners requested it.
And what a request it was.
For real. But we're not done yet. Now it's your turn to be the art detective.
Oh, I like that.
What really stood out to you about the Salvator Mundi? What's got you thinking? Did we miss anything? Let us know, because we love nerding out about this stuff with you guys.
For sure. Whether you're on Team Leonardo or Team Skeptic, there's no denying it. This painting is powerful. It
Yeah.
makes you think about art, about history, about genius.
Truth. Well said. A huge thank you to our brilliant listener who sent in this deep dive request. You guys are the reason we do this.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us on this art history adventure. Until next time, everybody.
Keep those requests coming, and remember, the world is full of fascinating mysteries just waiting to be uncovered. Happy exploring.